It was shocking. That's how Lorena Peña remembers feeling Monday morning approaching the Iron Workers Memorial Bridge. At first, she thought it was a person hanging from a string. Getting close, it was just clothes filled with something, she says, noting she was driving her regular commute from Burnaby to North Vancouver. Shoes hanging from the pants and a sweater with head cover. Peña says she did not see anyone near the object or any signs. Why did they do that? She questions. I have no idea why it was put there. A spokesperson with the Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure says, this action was disturbing, offensive, and dangerous to the driving public. A contractor for the area was notified about the mannequin at 8:35 a.m. and removed it from the highway by 8:50 a.m. Const. Tanya Vicentin with the Vancouver Police Department says no suspects have been identified and the motivation is unknown. We have documented the incident, she said in an email to Glacier Media. Drivers who also saw the object were reducing their speed and slowing down, according to Peña. Drive BC states the mannequin was removed promptly and there was no disruption to traffic. The incident has left Peña concerned and wondering what type of message the person was trying to send. I think about my daughter and how ugly that could be to see, she says. I just hope this does not happen often. Back in March, numerous vehicles were hit with paint while drivers were traveling to Vancouver near the same location. A group of people got in their vehicles, clad with Canadian flags, and started driving from Langley toward Vancouver. Marianne Nielsen and her teenage daughter were in one of the vehicles. Vancouver police confirmed with Glacier Media the incident was reported and is under investigation. Suspects have not been identified, said Sergeant Steve Addison at the time. If you or someone you know is experiencing thoughts of suicide, help is available. In an emergency, call 911. In a crisis, call 1-800-784-2433. In need of support, call 310-6789. No area code needed. You can find a full list of resources on the BC government's website.